Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. This is your host, Stephanie Wallace. I'm going to be joined later by the other members of the LAID team. I'm letting you guys know now I'm broadcasting live from Beth Israel Hospital, from my hospital room, and there will be interruptions, so you have to forgive me today because I can't control the environment. But today our topic is what is normal? And that would, you know, I want to know from you guys what you think normal is and who gets to decide what normal is. So with that, I'm going to let in the other hosts. We're going to let in Tyson and Don. And is that Z? That doesn't look like Ms. V's number, but let's see who it is. Okay, here's Tyson, and we have
Hello.
Don.
Hey,
Tyson, how you doing?
Hey. Hi.
Hey, Don, how are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm doing quite well. How you feeling? Hey, what's up, Tyson?
I'm
good.
Today.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so today's topic is what is normal? And I'm going to ask you, what is normal and who gets to decide what normal is?
What is normal? That's a very
normal,
good question.
Right.
It's a perception. It's a matter. It's normal is based on the individual's perception, whatever that means. You know.
Mm-hmm. Who gets, so being that it's based on a perception, each person gets to determine what normal is.
Correct. I mean, because in terms of norm, what may be norm for you may be abnormal for me, or vice versa. So who is the one decided? So it got to be an individual's perception. You know what I'm saying? How do we take that? You know, because no one, I mean, your normal can be no more abnormal than my normal. You know what I mean? Or vice versa. Mm-hmm. We can switch it around. We throw it, you know, back and forth. And it's up to the individual. Not, you know.
But yet we live in a society. What makes you feel that if you have any type of what, you know, difference, you know, from what is supposed to be typical or standard or whatever, you're viewed as being abnormal, weird, you know, or something like that. And so, and it puts a lot of pressure on people. You know, people going through depression and surgically changing themselves to fit this standard of normal.
Yeah, yeah. But see, okay, let's say the majority, for example, thinks, it really based on opinion for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
When someone's opinion. Okay, if we're talking about, you know, the norm, you know. I mean, look, abnormal, okay. I would say it is abnormal to walk up to a 75-year-old person and just punch them in the face for no reason. That's abnormal behavior, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That would appear to be abnormal behavior. You know, something is wrong or with an individual, you know, with the mindset of that. But, you know, in terms of, you know, overall view on society, and I think overall, I think most people would probably agree with me. But there would probably be some people that would like, well, I don't see nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? But I mean, there is things between right. There is a fine line between right and wrong.
Right.
Basically. So, you know, in terms of the word normal, normal can be, you know, one's perception. You know what I'm saying? Individual perception. And then, you know, I think overall, what people say, what is normal, most people might say or agree or disagree or whatever on what the norms of our society is.
Mm-hmm. Tyson, do you have anything to add to that?
No, not now. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that as a person living with a disability and having, you know, acquired my disability, I think it's a more sensitive subject for me now.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because, you know, before you just go about your life and you think that normal is what you're doing and how you do it. You know, so now being somebody who lives, you know, with challenges.
Sure.
You know, normal has turned into a totally different thing, and it's become more, what's the word I'm looking for? But, you know, just noticing different people, like us, just simple things like how we eat.
That's a good point. That's a good point you brought up, though, because, see, you know, what, me, I'm blind, right?
Mm-hmm.
So blind is my new norm, okay?
Right.
It for the most part, most people are sighted, right? Most people have vision. But for me, I know I fall in the minority. However, the blind is my new norm. Now, I know people that never had vision. They were born this
way. Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely the norm for them because they never had vision. They don't know what anything looks like.
Let me let Ms. V in to the call. Hey, Ms. V, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, Ms. V, how you doing?
I'm great.
Hey.
I'm good.
All right.
Hi, Mr. Tyson.
Ooh. How are you doing?
I'm great.
As you know, I don't know how long you've been holding, but as you know, we're talking about what is normal today. So, you know, do you have anything to add to that? Have you been able to think about that topic?
Yeah, I thought a lot about it, and I came up with... I'm normal. I'm the norm. You know?
Hey.
I mean, no, seriously. I spoke to a lot of people about it, and they really found it hard to come up with what they feel the norm is. And I think it made them uncomfortable because I think automatically, because it was coming from me, they thought, they surely got offended. About it, because I was
asking
able-bodied
people. Did you ask people? It was particularly people with disabilities. I mean, without disabilities.
Yes. So they got a little offended. Mm-hmm. Like they felt like they needed to say, like, "There's nothing wrong with you. You are norm. You are normal."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "But everybody don't see that. You saying that to me, but everybody doesn't see that. You know,
mm-hmm.
everybody don't see me as being the norm." Like, you know, the fact that I need help every day to do such and such a thing. To a lot of people, that's not normal, you know. To a lot of people, normal is just getting up every day and getting in the shower and going about their busy day, you know. But for me, the norm for me is waiting until my home attendant gets here to help me do what I got to do. That's normal for me.
But Ms. V, isn't that normal, though? I mean, wouldn't that be your normal?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's my norm right there.
Yeah.
You know?
To me, the power is in realizing and recognizing that normal is whatever it is to you. So this way you don't have to compare yourself.
Absolutely.
You no longer compare yourself to other people. You know, so when I look at somebody who can just spring up out of bed and, you know, I don't feel sorry for myself because I can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you don't feel sorry for yourself because you have to wait for your home attendant to come and assist you. You know, that's your normal, and it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. And it helps you to also appreciate. Because, see, it doesn't diminish your life because you need assistance. You know, and I think that's something, a thought, you know, sometimes with able-bodied people or even sometimes with disabled people, that the fact that you need assistance diminishes your life in some type of way.
Yeah.
But it doesn't.
It doesn't.
You know,
it
actually.
Let me ask a question. Do y'all feel that I don't want to, I'm sick and tired of waiting for my aunt to come and assist me. I want to do it on my own. Is it unknown or not, huh?
Well, I think you do what you can, but you make sure you do it safely.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, safety is most important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know,
I agree.
That's most important. Like, I give you, for instance, making up my bed in the morning. You know.
Yes.
You know, I'll do what I can with making up my bed, but it looks nothing the way it does when my aide makes up my bed.
Mm-hmm.
When my aide makes up my bed, it looks like, ooh, I want to get back in that bed. But when I make up my bed, it looks like, you know, okay. It looks like a little 5-year-old made it up, you know, because I can't
see,
bend
I cheat,
and stretch.
You know, I cheat. I don't never get in the bed in the first place because I just lay on top of the cover. So that's cheating in a way because I don't really make up my bed. It looked like I do though, but you know I had
so
my age going for a while though. You know, I did.
She'll come in and think you're amazing, right?
Yeah, like wow. You know,
we have a caller on the line. Let's see.
Yeah, sure, of course.
I'm gonna see if the caller wants to speak.
Again.
Good evening, caller. You're ending in 2329. Would you like to speak?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
How
who
are
am
you?
Speaking
Hi.
To?
Hello. This is Teresa.
Okay.
Hi,
hey,
hi.
Teresa. What's up, Teresa?
How you doing?
Hi, how is everybody?
So far, so
fine,
great.
Thank you.
Great.
So, Teresa, what's normal
yes.
to you?
What's normal to me is normal. I never thought anything was really normal as me growing up as already have been a disabled since birth. I never saw anything as normal because they considered me, the world considered me not normal because I couldn't do the things that everybody else does.
But the way they do it.
As the way they do it, as how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I never ever thought of anything that was normal besides a feeling or, or thought. Other than that, nothing is normal, not anymore.
Did you ever compare yourself or feel any type of way, you know, coming up, being a person born with a new community, being a person born with a disability, looking at people who could do certain things and you couldn't?
Yeah.
Did that make you feel?
I used to do that. I used to feel it and say, I really, really want to do it. Mind you, there's a lot of things that I have tried to do that other people can do. I knew probably back in my mind I couldn't do it, but I still tried and my parents still let me.
Right. Okay. What about you, Missy? Did you ever go through any, experience any type of, you know, feelings comparing yourself to people who could do things that you weren't able to do and feeling like they're normal and I'm not?
Maybe when there was times when I couldn't do, when I wasn't able to do things. Like let's talk about me not having my motorized wheelchair, okay? When I don't have my motorized wheelchair, like I told you before, I hate to say it like this, but when I don't have my motorized wheelchair, I really feel like nothing. Mm. I really do. I don't want to be seen in the street. I don't feel 100%. You know,
because
so
your
I don't
strength
feel
in your arms makes it hard for you to push, right?
Right,
it's
but
hard
I don't
for you
feel
to push
normal. I don't feel normal. I don't feel like I don't want people to see me in the street and stuff like that. I feel, and it's a shame that I let a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Really rule me like that, but being in a motorized wheelchair, I feel normal. I feel normal. I do, but without it, I feel more than disabled. I feel I don't even know the words to say about it because I really really need a lot of help.
Yeah,
and stuff like that. It's not like when I was younger. When I was younger, like I used to go to camp and I didn't have, I used to not have a motorized wheelchair. I didn't even know what a motorized wheelchair was back then. And I was able to move around and stuff like that. But now that I'm older, and I'm talking about even in my 20s and 30s, I wasn't able to move around. And I could fit a little more comfortable and get where I had to go and stuff like that. But you keep that. And then, but now, I just don't feel good about not having it. I don't even want to get up out of bed when I don't have it. So, no, I'm not feeling normal. I'm not feeling normal at all. But
no,
I don't have my motorized wheelchair.
I would kind of compare that to somebody who injures themselves, like somebody who's able-bodied and they hurt their legs or something like that, you know, or has some type of injury. I would compare it to that because the way you sound, you know, it lets you know how much our equipment is a part of us. You know, like I've heard people say the wheelchair is their leg. You know, that's how we get around. That's how, you know, gives us our, and I do understand what you mean because when my motorized broke down, my scooter broke down, it's just like, you know, this is just, I don't really want to go anywhere because it's a little bit, I don't feel depressed or anything like that, but it's just like I know the hardship that's involved with, you know, trying to I'm very restricted in where I go.
Yeah.
Like if I have to know the terrain is smooth and I'm just in and out, but I'm not going you know, I'm not going exploring the way I would do in my scooters.
Right.
You know. But I'm going to read to you guys something that was written by Queen T. She put it on the blog. It says, "Hey baby, if you were normal, you would be so sexy." Wait, what? First of all, sexy is whatever you believe it is. And since I know I'm pretty damn sexy, you're being too narrow-minded to notice is your loss. Secondly, what makes me not normal? In this case, it was obviously my disability, but I'm still human, so how is that not normal?
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, if you're different, your normality is taken from you. So differently able people are automatically not normal. But since normal means usual, average, or typical, I'm proud not to fit into normal. Sounds pretty boring to me. Viva la unique. That was written by Queen T and posted on the Laid blog. You know, I like the way she thinks.
Yeah.
You know,
I
like the way she thinks. You know, if sometimes people think that if you don't fit into a certain mold or a certain criteria,
that you're not
you're considered. I'm sorry, what did you say, Tyson?
Let me ask me to repeat.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Ice cream cone. I hear ice cream in the background, man.
Are you talking about ice cream?
No, because somebody got to get me. I'm just saying, you know.
All right, John, that's not normal. John, that's not normal.
Well, you're right.
It's not normal for you to be talking about ice cream in the middle of the broadcast.
Y'all crazy.
No, but seriously, the way, you know, that is it, and you know, I never even thought about it as, you know, how narrow-minded that thinking is. You know,
well,
and
funny though. I look at it. See, I'm a little different because I grew up doing the quote unquote normal things. I played basketball, handball. I played softball and all of the things that, you know, I had my vision. Things didn't happen to me till I became older. You know what I'm saying? So I, you know, things happened to me. I had an amputation in 2008. You know, I became blind in 2003. You know, so my things came much longer. I mean, as far as my childhood and things like that, I ran around and, you know, we did the quote unquote normal things, whatever. But I do understand what it is, because I use a wheelchair as well. You know, and I do understand. I don't use the, of course, they wouldn't give me the motorized wheelchair because I'd be crashing into everybody. But, you know, but you know, as far as, you know, I use the, you know, the you know, my arms and everything like that. And, you know, I kind of embrace these things, actually. I use a quad cane as well as a guide cane. I use two different canes when I'm walking. And when I, you know, use my wheelchair, you know, I wheel myself up the hall and everything like that, come to my apartment and everything like that. And, you know, being the fact that I'm blind, you know, as well, you know, people say, well, how are you going to wheel yourself and you blind, you know? I mean, when you get the layout in your mind of what things look like, it becomes a lot easier. Now, I wouldn't do it on the street, of course, because it's a lot more complicated on the street. But indoor environment is a lot different, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you know where to turn, you know what, you know.
Okay, we have a caller holding, so let me let the caller in and see if they want to speak. Caller 5816, I'm about to let you in. Hi, caller. Call it.
Hey,
Sasha, how you doing?
Hi, Sasha.
Hi.
Wait, that was difficult. It was another. Hold on. Let me give me 1 second, Sasha. I'm gonna put you back on hold because we had another caller who had called in. Maybe they hung up. I think they hung up. Yeah, they hung up.
www.
Oh, how you doing, Sasha?
Good. Thank you.
So, Sasha, what's normal to you?
I'm going to start therapy again because I need to work on my legs because they're not as strong as they used to be. But besides that, overall, I'm good.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you because of the background. Say that one more time, please.
I said I'm going to start therapy again to work on my legs, but overall, I'm good.
Oh, okay. All right. When do you start therapy? Can you hear me?
I'm finally getting over the fatigue.
Oh, good, 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 good. That's wonderful. When do you start?
June 9th.
Very good, very good, very good.
I'll take him more on the staff.
Pardon me? Would you say this to me?
Uh-huh. No, no, no.
Did you say
no,
something?
No, no, no.
Okay.
No, all
right, hold on. Hold on a second. Teresa, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna take you off the line because I saw that we had another caller earlier, and I only have a certain number of lines available. So I'm going to take you off the line. I want to thank you very much for calling in, okay?
You're welcome.
And sharing with us. Thanks.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good evening.
Take care, Teresa.
All right. 4723, I know who you are.
Yeah,
where'd you
course.
Go? You tried to ditch us, huh? You tried to ditch us?
No. Oh, hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Hello.
Who is this?
Carson.
Right. I know. That's what I said. You tried to ditch us.
No. No. I got disconnected. Uh-huh. And I called back in. That's why. Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sasha?
Yes.
Do you have anything else to say about normal and what normal is?
Well, like the gentleman said.
No gentleman on this line. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, don't let me start acting like I'm supposed to act now.
Okay, good. Sasha, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I technically lived a normal life until 30. And when I got in the chair,
I
said, oh, well, I can't walk like I used to, but I have to make the best of my new normal life.
Right.
Absolutely.
I think it gives people, especially us with different ways of living, it gives people a new insight into possibilities.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? To you don't have to do things all one way. We're not all just one thing moving in the same direction. There are different
Absolutely.
Ways to look at
We're
things.
Individuals. That's
different,
the beautiful
right.
part about life. We are individuals.
Yeah, and I think it's wonderful because it's a chance to educate.
Yes.
You know, it's a chance to educate people. You know, and
I do it all the time. I do it when I'm crossing the street when someone grabs my arm and says, you want to help you? And I show them how, you know, to help me cross the street. You understand what I'm saying? So it comes in so many different forms of fashion. Like you said, it is an education. you know, mm-hmm. and that's so important. And the more you learn, educate people and help people, it takes
yeah.
away the ignorance a lot of times people have for people
yeah.
with disabilities. You know?
Right.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Right. And think of also the lessons that just us living our lives in our normal, the
yes.
lessons that it teaches other people.
Yes.
Do you know how many of us seeing us go about daily life, just daily life, you don't have to be doing anything spectacular, but just going about our daily lives, it is, you know, inspiring. A lot of people with disabilities don't like to be, you know, say that, you know, be called inspiring or whatever, but it is.
Yes.
It is, and there's nothing wrong with being inspiring either.
No,
but sometimes
not at all.
Us
it
going
isn't.
About our daily lives where others may think it's time to give up, you give people another outlook and another insight.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, another way to look at things. And like, you know, so what if somebody looks at me and says, you know what, if she can do it, I can do it too.
You know, that's kind of my advantage. You know, that's kind of one of the advantages I have to being blind is
mm-hmm.
that I don't get to see the stairs, and I don't get to see all of those things. I know it's
mm-hmm.
there, but I don't get to see it. It's no, like, okay,
right.
I know it's around me, but it's kind of, like, lets me, like, just it's sort of a freedom in a sense. It's kind of weird to
right.
say, but then that's another question. What is weird?
You can just drop it and don't have to worry about it, you know?
Exactly.
You don't feel
yeah.
that pressure of somebody looking
yeah.
at you like you're crazy.
Absolutely. Don't
mm-hmm.
let, you know, like, I get to, you know, and it kind of frees me up a little bit. And it takes away, I guess, some of the shyness and, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, mm-hmm. Sometimes you just got to really, like, you know, you really got to be mindful that people can
yeah.
see you. Sometimes I forget that people can see me, although I can't see them.
Right.
So,
yeah.
got to be mindful of that.
You
know?
Yeah,
yeah.
Don't do nothing embarrassing, guys.
Oh, well, yeah.
I see we're about to run out of time, and I just wanted to thank you guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can always call me later.
You know, but I just wanted to remind you guys that on June 10th from 3 to 5 p.m. at ICS, we are going to have a late event called Rise and Shine, and our guest speaker is going to be Don Baker, Don Vitamin
Yay.
D Baker. Yeah. He is going to be speaking along with, and he's going to be, I'm going to tell you because, Don, you know, if I let you tell what you're going to speak about, you know you're going to run us out of time.
Not even.
So you want to do a brief, you want to tell us in 10 seconds what you're going to be speaking about?
Yes, I want to speak about, basically, it's going to be the reconstruction of the mindset. That's what it's really about. A wake-up call, everybody. Everybody, time to rise and shine.
So rise
All right.
and shine.
Okay,
yes.
So Dawn's going to be speaking about reconstructing the mindset, and we're also going to have Damon Rozier speaking about his book, Surviving the Game of Life. This should be a great event. I encourage all you guys to come out. Directly after that, there will be Friday Night Hangout at ICS. And light refreshments will be served. Also, don't forget to join us here every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We will not be broadcasting next week because it's a holiday. It's going to be Memorial Day next week. But after that, June, you know, the first Monday is Guy Talk. Second Monday is Girl Talk. And then after that, the following Monday, the whole team is going to be in the house. So with that, guys, I will speak to you. We'll see you guys on the first Monday of June.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll see you at ICS on June 10th. Bye-bye, guys.
Enjoy your Memorial Day, guys.
Okay.
All right. And thank you, guys.
Right.
Thank you, callers,
right,
for calling in. Thank you, callers, for calling in and adding to the conversation.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.